702. 702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
In Roodepoort today, the Patriotic Alliance's West Rand mayoral candidate, Bruce Nimmerhout, has been granted 3,000 rand bail on charges of inciting violence and terrorism-related activities. He appeared in the Roodepoort court today for that bail judgment. He's been charged under the Terrorism Act following his arrest for allegedly inciting violence during the recent civil unrest. And then also in Verulam today, demonstrators have gathered there at the Verulam Magistrates Court ahead of the court appearance of suspects linked to some of the murders that occurred in Phoenix during the unrest as well. Three murder suspects appearing, the state opposing bail. KZN MEC Kwazi Mshengu was also amongst the protesters. Have a listen to what he had to say.
Well, our message is that as South Africans, we have a duty to build a South Africa where we all coexist in peace. A South Africa that is truly non-racial and truly united. And the incidents of the past where we saw the indiscriminate killing of Africans by a group of vigilantes of Indian origin is what brought us here. And the message that we want to underline is that that must not be interpreted to mean that everyone of Indian origin is a racist. As you can see here, we have a lot of brothers and sisters of Indian origin also standing against what we can define as senseless and racial motivated killings. But we all are acknowledging that it doesn't define the people of Indian origin. So we're here to stand on the side of victims and demand the law to be minted against those who killed the African people, so that as we build peace, we have a solid foundation of justice and then build from there to build a non-racial society.
That's the KZN MEC Kwazi Mshengu outside court today. Also outside court is Corinda Jugmohan, who's a Newsroom Africa reporter. Corinda, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. Firstly, tell us what's happened inside court today.
Good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, inside court, 12 suspects appeared at the Verulam Magistrates Court. They appeared separately, and they're all linked to the violence that unfolded in Phoenix, facing various charges. The first suspects that appeared together were three men, Dylan Govender, Ned Govender, and Jitendra Jake. You can name them as they appeared in court. They're all facing a murder charges, as well as the first accused facing an attempted murder charge. Their matter has been postponed for a formal bail application on Tuesday at a now specialized court, Mandy, that's been set up to deal with matters of unrest in Verulam. Following a number of arrests, the Verulam Magistrates Court itself can't actually handle or doesn't have the capacity for these cases. Then after the first three accused appeared, we saw the appearance of nine other suspects separately as well. They're facing various charges from attempted murder to malicious damage of property to possession of illegal firearms and ammunition, as well as the possession of drugs. One suspect in particular is accused of contravening the CIRA Act, which is with regards to private security companies, and the state saying that they're now connecting their investigations regarding ammunition that was stolen at the Durban Harbour to this particular suspect who was found, who was found to have contravened or is accused of contravening the Firearm Act and has had a number of other cases against him, including assault, withdrawn. And there are other matters as well on this case at the moment, but they have now been postponed to various dates next week for their formal bail application.
And Corinda, just very briefly, what is the situation outside court? Are things calm? Is it under control?
It is under control, Mandy. I'm outside court right now. There are SANDF vehicles here, a number of public order police and metro police here, a number of armored police vehicles. They've been here for the better part of this morning as we see separate camps of political parties that have set up here, come here to demonstrate, the ANC, the EFF, and a number of other political parties that are here. They've been demonstrating from this morning, calling for the suspects to be denied bail. They're now each receiving a briefing from their representatives here inside court. And of course, at this time, we can expect that their demonstrations will continue. Their hashtag is racism must fall. following the alleged racial profiling or the apparent racial profiling at many of the illegal roadblocks across KZN.
Karinda, thank you so much. Karinda Jugmohan, Newsroom Africa reporter. She's out in Verulam at the moment at the court there where people are appearing there. They are appearing on various charges linking them to some of the murders that occurred in Phoenix during the unrest a couple of weeks ago.